Ian Thompson.
And you're with the Answer Coalition?
Yes.
I'm calling to get your reaction to the news that NBC News has obtained a document from the Defense Department that the Pentagon has been spying on anti-war activities and protests, and specifically mentioned in their article is surveillance of the Answer protest on Hollywood and Vine in Los Angeles last March. Have you read this document?
Or I have looked at it, yes.
What's your reaction to that, that the Defense Department was monitoring one of your protests?
Well, we think that it's absolutely ridiculous, an infringement on anybody who speaks out against the war's rights, but specifically in this case, targeting our organization and organizers within it is just absolutely ludicrous. I mean, to list the March 19th protest, which was the second anniversary of the invasion of Iraq, you know, the criminal invasion, as a possible threat to homeland security or, you know, whatever they deem it as a threat to, is just a ridiculous thing, because it was a peaceful demonstration. It was militant, it was loud, and we knew that it would be. People are very angry against the war, but I think it's just another scare tactic that the Defense Department uses to keep people afraid and as complacent as they possibly can.
Mm-hmm. I've been looking through the newswire from back in March, and I can't find any incidences of arrests or violence or any reason why that particular protest would be considered a threat.
Okay. No, I don't think there is one. I don't think there is one. I think it's part of their strategy, though, the government's strategy, to crack down, even if they're not actually arresting people or doing things like that, but to still intimidate to a very high degree in the hopes that fewer and fewer people will resist against what they're doing on the foreign arena in Iraq and other places, and also here at home.
What would you say to activists who might be frightened off by this news?
Well, I think activists shouldn't be frightened off by the news. And that's a good reason to also join an organization, because if you're among a group of people, you know, if you're at a march with tens of thousands of people, you feel much safer, and you are much safer than if you're carrying out small acts in, you know, of resistance and whatever way that you do that in neighborhoods and other places. However, that's not to say that everybody shouldn't resist in their own particular way, but we think that joining forces with others in movements, in groups, in whatever way you can, is positive. It's good, and it's been going on throughout our nation's history here, and people should continue to do that. So I think that they should just take this as another way of the Bush administration, specifically here, trying to get them to sit back and not do a lot, when in fact, because of the Bush administration's actions and the way the government is behaving on a world scale, people are compelled to do things. So I think that people should consider it an act of resistance, a way to fight back, and they should do that in whatever way they can, but most specifically by staying active and keeping the movement alive.
Does Answer have any plans to get more information via the Freedom of Information Act or file any civil suits against the Pentagon?
We do, actually. We have not explored whether or not we're going to file any sort of lawsuit. I'm not privy to that information if we are. We do have the most progressive and good civil rights lawyers sit on the Answer Steering Committee, so you can bet that they will be reviewing all of our options. I do know that we plan to ask for documents about this through the Freedom of Information Act, and that we will be releasing a press release when that happens, and we're going to be very thorough about it, because we can be sure that they were trying to intimidate not only the organization but the individuals working within it and coming to meetings and so on and so forth. So we want to know what's going on, and we want to tell them that this is absolutely not appropriate and this can't be done to a group that is simply against the war and against racism.
Right. I've spoken to a number of activists locally about this. None of them seem to be surprised. Are there any revelations here, or were you sort of aware of this going on already?
Well, we don't think, we're not surprised about it, but any time that we do find hard evidence that some sort of covert, illegal type surveillance is happening, then we need to fight against it and make sure that we raise it to the surface and that people know that it is what it is. It's a ruse, and it's not anything that's going to result in any major, you know, nobody here is a threat. If they label me or any of the other answer organizers as threats to national security, I think most people would laugh. But in fact, what we are doing and what we're building is threatening to the Bush administration and the government, because they don't want anybody to resist against the war that they're carrying out, which isn't in our interest. So I think that, no, it's not surprising, but we'll continue to fight against it.
I see. So this will have no bearing on Answer's future plans or activities?
Not at all. In fact, what we'll do is probably step up our activity and continue as much as we can, because we know that the Bush administration's at a crisis right now and is getting hit from all different sides, and we want to be continuing to help push the grassroots movement forward that demands not only accountability from the Bush government, but from the U.S. government and establishment in general for, you know, relief for hurricane victims. We want the war to end. We want all sorts of stuff, money for jobs and education here at home. And that's not going to happen if we don't continue to push and fight.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you have an event coming up this Saturday.
Yes, we do. On December 17th at 6 p.m., we're going to be having a protest and a vigil to stop the war. It's a holiday thing to keep the movement alive and active in the holiday season as we push forward into the new year, where we're really going to get revved up for the third anniversary of the U.S. invasion and have some big demonstrations there in conjunction with a lot of other different groups. So we hope that people do come out to Hollywood and Highland this Saturday at 6 p.m.
Well, thank you very much, Ian.
Thanks a lot.